This whole autopilot thing for publishing, it's got me kind of hooked, especially when we're talking magazines. It's a lot to handle, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So Smarticle, they're making some pretty big claims, and that's what we're diving into today.
Definitely.
We've got their website. We've even peeked at some of their support docs on Notion. I'm trying to get the inside scoop for you. But look, we're not just here to read their marketing material.
Right.
We want to see if Smarticle is actually l legit for publishers, people like you. So are you ready to kind of sift through this with us and figure out what's what?
Absolutely. And I think what's so interesting about this is they're really tapping into a pain point, especially for the smaller publishers out there. They're dealing with the content, they're dealing with the subscriptions, the website
Helps a
updates.
lot.
Yeah.
A ton. So to think there's a system that can actually genuinely automate a lot of that, that's really appealing. But like we always say, we've got to look at the details.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing, right? Like, their website, it practically screams effortless publishing.
Yeah.
Like, no touch publishing. Your website magically updates with every print edition. They're saying they handle it all. Paywalls, subscriptions, even creating the e-paper versions
Yep.
and then taking care of distribution. And on top of that, because that wasn't enough, they're like, oh, and by the way, it's a revenue sharing model. So you're only paying when you're earning.
Right.
And honestly, part of me is like, okay, where's the catch?
Yeah.
Like, what's the other shoe gonna drop?
It does sound on the surface maybe a little too good to be true, right? And that's where we have to go into this with a little bit of skepticism, because these promises, they're everywhere in the software world, especially in this realm. So the real question is, can they actually back it up? Can they actually deliver this in a way that truly benefits publishers? Or is it just really, really good marketing? That's what we're here to find out.
Okay, so they're promising us the moon and back, right? But are they actually delivering? Because they've got these case studies. It's like these little success stories from publishers that are using Smarticle.
Right.
And so, I was digging through a couple of them. And honestly, I gotta say, some of them are pretty compelling.
I'm curious to hear about them because I think case studies are a good place to at least start. They give us a little window into how something is actually being used.
Exactly. So take, for example, Christian from Phoenix Graphic Magazine. And he was spending, get this, 2 weeks, 2 weeks just on invoicing. Can you
Wow.
imagine? Every month, 2 weeks of your life gone just on invoices.
That's a pain point a lot of publishers can relate to, though. I mean, administrative tasks
The worst.
take so much time and
It was.
resources.
But he was able to go from 2 weeks to 1 day. One
Wow.
day.
That's incredible.
That's incredible. 14 times faster with Smarticle, they say.
Yeah.
That's a game changer.
Yeah, if it's true, that's a huge, huge improvement. It sounds like they've really streamlined that subscription process, and that frees him up to actually work on the magazine.
And this is what I love, it gets better. They had never even thought about offering an e-paper version of their magazine, but Smarticle, they made it so easy to set up that they decided to give it a shot. And guess what? It's a hit with their readers. And they're reaching this whole new audience that they weren't reaching before.
That's the dream, right? It's funny how something that seems so simple can be such a roadblock, and then having that taken care of just opens up these new opportunities.
Totally. And it's not just about attracting like the big fish, right? There's also Christine from Dinuelocids. They're a smaller publication, and they were having a hard time managing subscriptions across all these different systems, like the Frankenstein system that you build.
Oh, yeah, we've all been there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But Christine was super impressed with this multi-user subscription feature that Smarticle has. And apparently, they say it's unique to their platform.
Yeah.
And it lets multiple people within her organization, actually access and manage the subscriptions, which has been huge for their workflow.
That's a good point because you don't often see that as a highlighted feature, the multi-user aspect.
Yeah.
It does imply they understand that a lot of these publications, it's a team effort.
Totally, yeah. And for Christine, because she runs this niche publication, that kind of like very focused functionality was exactly what they needed.
Right. And I think that highlights how a platform like this, even if it has, a standard set of features, the ability for it to really adapt to those different needs, that's crucial.
Right.
But look, it's not all perfect, right? And that's what I love about this. We're going beyond just the shiny, happy stories. Because while these case studies are definitely encouraging, there are definitely some things that they're not telling us.
Exactly. And this is where we have to remember, these are essentially marketing materials, right?
Yeah.
They're meant to showcase the success stories.
Like glowing testimonials.
Yeah, they're going to
Yeah.
pick the good ones. So
Definitely.
while they can be informative, we have to be a little bit critical. What don't we see? What are those challenges that maybe someone else experienced? Where are the limitations?
Right.
Do they even share any of the failures?
Right. Like it's one of those things where it's like, okay, we're only seeing the good reviews here. What about the rest of the story? Exactly. Exactly. And one of the big things, at least for me, is none of these really talk about the long term, right? Like what happens after that initial, kind of honeymoon phase with Smarticle? Does it actually continue to work, as your publication grows and maybe your needs change a bit?
Right.
Those are the things that we don't get from a case study like this.
It makes you wonder if those glowing reviews, like, it came with a little asterisk, like ongoing support contract required.
Yeah, could be, could be. And the other thing is, these are very carefully chosen,
I would
right?
say.
They are showcasing the publishers that had a good experience. We don't see the ones that maybe it didn't work out so well for, or maybe they tried it and they're like, this isn't for
Like
us.
those before and after photos, they only show you like the most dramatic transformations,
They do. Exactly. So, it's intriguing, it's interesting to see those, but you do have to kind of take it with a grain of salt. Dig a little deeper, right? Look for some independent reviews, maybe some forum discussions, those kinds of things, to see if you can get a more balanced perspective.
Absolutely. And that brings us to like really getting into the nuts and bolts of it, right? Talking about the features, the support, and really figuring out if this aligns with what you as a publisher actually need. And I think a good place to start is this whole Smarticle OS. What is that?
Right, because it's all over their website. Smarticle OS, this, Smarticle OS, that. It sounds very impressive,
Right.
but what does it actually mean? Like, is this really an operating system in the technical sense, or is this more of a marketing term for their suite of tools and platform?
Yeah, that's a good question. See, I didn't even think of that. I just kind of assumed it meant their like software was really advanced.
Right. Well, and that's the thing with marketing. They know how to use these buzzwords to make it sound really appealing. But that distinction between an operating system and a platform, it is important because it impacts how Smarticle is going to work with everything else you're already using. A true operating system, that's a much deeper level of like managing the hardware and the software resources of your whole computer system. Whereas a platform, in this context, that's more likely a suite of software applications that are designed to work together.
So, I mean, if it's a platform and not a true OS, does that mean that it might not necessarily like play nice with all the other tools I'm using?
That's a possibility, and that's something you'd want to look into. Like, if you're really reliant on a particular analytics dashboard, or maybe you have a specific content management system that you love, you need to make sure that Smarticle can talk to those tools.
Yeah.
Their documentation should have some more information about integration capabilities. And that actually reminds me of another thing that kind of stood out to me on their website, which was just how broad some of the terms are. Like, they use ABO marketing and distribution.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, okay, ABO marketing, essentially, it just means subscription marketing.
Right.
It's just the strategies and tactics to get and keep subscribers.
Like email campaigns, special offers, that sort of thing.
Exactly. But while the term itself is pretty standard, we need to know what they're actually doing, right? Do they just give you the tools to manage it? Or are they more hands-on? Like, do they help you create the email templates? Do they analyze your campaign performance? What about managing the subscriber list?
It's like ordering a gourmet burger and then having to ask if it comes with lettuce and tomato. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly. It's all about those details. And similarly, distribution. Okay, what channels? Are we just talking about their platform? Does this include print distribution as well?
Right, because they make it sound very all-encompassing, but then you dig into their Notion document and they're surprisingly quiet on specifics.
And that lack of clarity can be a little bit concerning. Like, for example, there's not a whole lot about their data analytics
Oh,
capabilities.
interesting.
And, in today's world, data, it's king. As a publisher, you have to understand your audience. You need to see what they're engaging with, and you need to base your decisions on that data.
For sure.
So if Smarticle's analytics dashboard isn't very good, that could really limit you.
What about SEO? Because you know how important that is, and there's barely a peep about it in their documentation.
Yeah, and honestly, that's a red flag for me because
Right.
in this day and age, if you're a publishing platform, SEO should be top of mind.
Yeah, you'd think.
Like, they should be giving you the tools to optimize your content, to track how you're ranking, all of that. Mm-hmm. And don't even get me started on the customer support situation.
Right. Like, what if something goes wrong?
Exactly.
Who are you going to call?
You're trusting them with a huge part of your business. So you want a company that's going to be there for you. You know, responsive customer service. Look for information on, like, how do you reach them? What are their response times like? Do they have people dedicated to technical issues? These are all things that, you know, you deserve to know.
Yeah, you need that safety net, right? You don't want to be left hanging if something goes wrong.
Exactly, exactly. And this is where doing your due diligence is so important. We've talked about the promises. We've looked at the evidence that they're presenting. But now it's about, okay, how do we bridge that gap to your specific needs?
Bridging the gap. I like that. So how do we do that? Like, where do we even start?
It starts with figuring out what your non-negotiables are, right? What are your must-haves?
Yeah, for sure. Because before I hand over my publishing life to this autopilot, mm-hmm. I want to make sure it's, you know, worth it. So what are some of the questions I should be asking myself? Like, where do I start?
Well, you have to start with, like, what are your priorities? What are your pain points right now as a publisher? Are you drowning in admin work like Christian was? Are you struggling to wrangle your subscriptions like Christine? Or maybe you're like Peter and you're trying to figure out how to go digital without, like, you know, breaking the bank.
Right. And those are all pretty common scenarios, right, for publishers. And Smarticle seems to be speaking to those directly, at least on the surface.
Exactly. So once you're clear on what you need, then you can really look at what Smarticle offers and see if it lines up. Like, if having super detailed analytics is essential for you, then you're going to want to, like, really dig into what kind of data Smarticle actually provides. Does their dashboard actually stack up to other tools you've used?
Yeah, right. And what about things like SEO support?
Yeah.
And then even just, like, the customer service aspect.
Yeah.
Because those weren't super clear in their documentation.
Definitely areas where you need to do your homework. Don't be afraid to, like, reach out to their sales team, ask those questions directly. And if they're dodging the questions or just giving you generic marketing stuff, that's kind of a red flag. Because you're talking about, like, a long-term relationship with this platform, right?
Yeah.
You want a company that's transparent and responsive, mm-hmm. and, like, they actually care about your success.
Yeah, you want them to be invested.
Exactly.
It's like, you know, test driving a car. You're not just going to take their word for it when they say it has great mileage.
Yeah.
You're going to get behind the wheel, you know.
Exactly. Exactly. And don't be afraid to shop around a little. Look at Smarticle's competitors. See what else is out there. Compare features, pricing. Read the reviews. The more info you have, the better decision you're going to make.
For sure. For sure. Okay, so let's say I've done my research. I've weighed the pros and cons. And I've decided, you know what? Smarticle, it's the way to go. Mm-hmm. What happens next?
Well, hold your horses just a second, because before you sign anything, we got to talk about the iWord implementation. Because switching over to a new platform, that can be a whole thing. You need a plan.
Okay, so, like, what would that plan look like?
Well, for starters, you got to think about the technical side.
Right.
Like, how are you going to move all your content, all your subscriber info, all that important stuff over to Smarticle? Do they help you with that, or are you on your own for that migration?
And what about training? I mean, their interface, it seems pretty straightforward, but I'm sure there are, like, little quirks, you know?
Absolutely. Find out what kind of training they offer. Do they have tutorials, webinars, maybe even, like, personalized onboarding? Having good training and support, that's going to make this so much smoother.
Totally. It's like moving to a new city, right? You don't just show up with no map, no place to stay.
Exactly.
You gotta be prepared.
A little bit of planning goes a long way.
Okay. So as we wrap up our deep dive into the world of Smarticle and this whole autopilot thing, what are the key takeaways here? Especially for our listeners who are, you know, intrigued, but also want to be smart about it.
I think it's really tempting to hear automated publishing and think problem solved.
Right.
And look, platforms like Smarticle, they offer this really interesting glimpse into, like, a future where tech takes care of all that tedious stuff that bogs us down. But we can't get swept up in the hype.
Don't believe the hype.
Right. You've got to dig deeper. Ask the tough questions. And most importantly, you're the pilot, right? You're in control of this publishing journey.
You are.
Technology can be your co-pilot, for sure. It can help you out. But ultimately, your vision, your creativity, the connection you build with your audience, that's what's going to make you successful.
It's a team effort. So Smarticle might be offering the keys to the car, but we get to choose where we're going and, you know, enjoy the ride.
That's the important part.
This has been a fantastic deep dive. Thanks for, you know, navigating with me today. And for those of you who want to learn more about Smarticle, check out our show notes. We'll have links to their website and all that good stuff.
Happy publishing, everyone.